This month, Ozarks at Large, along with several other outlets across the country, is participating in the Purple Project for Democracy, a nonpartisan campaign dedicated to the rediscovery and recommitment of democratic values and institutions. Throughout November, we're exploring civics, government, and public service. Today, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda speaks with Jennifer Price, Director of Elections for Washington County, about how changing addresses can affect voters.
So say I move to a new address, and we'll keep it simple, within Fayetteville still, right? Mm-hmm. And let's say it's a month before the election. I get busy moving my stuff in and doing all the things, and I forget to go maybe I called you and I got it changed, right? But I forgot to go get a new license. I've just been really busy, haven't had time to stand in line at DMV. What do I do then? Because now I have a license that has my old address, but you have the information for my new address. What happens?
So when you do go to vote on election day, you are required to show a photo ID. And that photo ID has to be issued by the state of Arkansas, the federal government, or a post-secondary educational institution located in Arkansas. When we look at your ID that you present to us, the only things we care about on that ID is your face and your name, and if it has your date of birth or if it has an expiration date on there. So that's the three things we look at, is your face, your name, and if it has an expiration date. We don't care what the address says. And so you don't have to change the address on your driver's license if you have moved, because you don't want to go to the DMV. I totally understand that. But so that's one of the things that we are not looking at. And so when you come in, we will ask you to state your name. And then we'll ask you for your approved photo ID. We will look at that to verify that the name that you stated and the name on the ID matches within context. You know, if you go by Billy, but your ID says William and you told us Billy, you know, that type of thing. And then we're going to look to make sure that the face is similar. And if it has an expiration date, it cannot be expired for more than 4 years. So that's the only thing. The only three things we look at on your ID. Then we'll give your ID back to you. Then we will ask you to state your address and your date of birth. And what you state out loud to us is what we're verifying in the poll book.
And is the poll book a physical book? I remember seeing people walking around with iPads.
So it is. It's an electronic poll book. And so it is. It is the only thing on election day that is connected to the internet, because the poll books are talking to one another. And so it is an electronic format where we download all the voter information on there. We don't download the information from the internet, though. That's given to us on a thumb drive and we place it on the poll book. But we're able to make corrections. The county clerk is able to make address changes and then it comes to the poll books. But the poll books are also talking to the other polling locations, because we do vote centers, which is a wonderful thing that Washington County does, which means that on election day, a Washington County registered voter can go to any location that's open in Washington County and cast a ballot. But to prevent a voter from going from one location to another location and casting ballots, the poll books talk to one another. So as soon as you vote at polling place A, if you were to try to go to polling place B, it would show that you had already voted. So, but they do talk to one another, and that's how we are checking you in. The other nice thing about the new system we have with the poll books is we're verifying your information, and then we're marking you as voted on that poll book, and we print out that paper ballot for you with a barcode on the top. And that barcode is just your precinct. So it cuts down on human error. So it means that the poll worker at the polls on election day is not having to record your precinct and give that precinct to you with a ballot. Then when you go to the express vote, which is just the fancy marking device, when they put the ballot into the express vote, it's reading the barcode, so it's pulling up your correct precinct. So it eliminates the error of the poll worker accidentally pulling up the wrong ballot for you. So that's one of the reasons we really like this system, is because it does cut down on the possibility of a poll worker handing out the wrong ballot to the voter. And the voter may not realize that they've received the wrong ballot, because not every voter may be aware of what their precinct is or may not know exactly what is on their ballot, especially when it gets to the smaller races, you know, like for school board, or maybe they don't know what JP district they're in or constable district they're in. So that's one of the reasons this new voting system we have, we feel like works really well, because it cuts down on that human error that might occur on election day.
That was Director of Elections for Washington County, Jennifer Price, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda as part of our civics education series. All this month, Ozarks at Large and other media outlets participating in the Purple Project for Democracy, an effort to explore and explain civics and government. You can learn more at purpleprojectfordemocracy.org.